Hey everybody, welcome back to Milkshakes Markets Madness. If you're new to the show, visit milkshakespod.com for more information. If you don't know what the dollar milkshake is, my friend Brent Johnson here came up with it to help explain how the monetary system works. That's also broken down on the website as well as in a Start Here playlist at the top of our YouTube channel. Now, this week, or at the start of the week, we do a Monday peak of the week episode. That's what we're recording right now. And we're going to look at some of the things coming up this week. It's actually going to be a fun-filled week, both, I guess, ironically, because of some of the funny stuff that's coming up on the market schedule, but also fun-filled because you have a little adventure ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm heading over to... heading over to St. Bart's to see Hugh Hendry at his summer camp. So I'm looking forward to that. Hugh's one of my favorite people. Like, he's amazing. And I remember, 10 or 15 years ago going through the financial crisis and coming out of it and the euro crisis. And he was somebody that I would read and just get all kinds of interesting nuggets. And he always made me really think, right? And so I think that's what he's trying to do here. He's trying to get a bunch of interesting people to come hang out at his place in St. Bart's and just talk about the world and what's going on. And, you know, his point is there's no PowerPoints, there's no suits. It's just hopefully some smart people in kind of a relaxed setting. I have a feeling it's going to be kind of a relaxed setting and talking about the world. So it should be fun.
No suits. I'm pretty sure there's not going to be any shoes either. You're going to be roasting marshmallows, maybe roasting mushrooms. Who knows what kind of...
You're going to have to check in with me like every couple hours. And if I don't send a signal with every 2 hours, you're going to have to like send the cavalry.
Well, it's definitely making me excited for the Madness edition of our video series, because I'm sure you're going to have lots of madness to share. We do have madness throughout the week as well. There's some retailers that are going to be posting their earnings. Lowe's, Macy's, Kohl's is reporting on Tuesday. And then Gap, Nordstrom. And I think probably the most relevant out of all of those is Dollar Tree. Those last three will be posting on Thursday. Dollar Tree in the sense that it's almost kind of come like Walmart is to some extent as like a beacon of where the economy is going.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there's two things. I would say Dollar Tree and NVIDIA are going to be very interesting. So Dollar Tree, because it kind of more like the real world, right? Or the real economy. How is it doing, right? And so I think that'll be an interesting to see how they're doing. And not only how they're doing, but how they guide going forward. Because again, I think that kind of tells you a little bit more what's going on Main Street than perhaps what's going on kind of in the big city, so to speak. But NVIDIA, it will be really interesting for a couple of reasons. One, because it's been the high flyer all year. The whole AI boom, they're the leader the leading beneficiary of the whole AI boom as far as the stock market is concerned. I think it's up the most out of all equities this year to date. But it has pulled back over the last couple of weeks. You know, we've talked about overall markets have pulled back over the last couple of weeks, and you know, it was up at like 470 or 480 a week ago, and now last week it tested 400 or 410, and then this week it got back down to 415. I think it closed around 430. So if you look at a technical chart, you know, it's kind of at this point where it really needs to bounce and start its move back up, or you're going to start to get some technical damage. And you know, if the AI boom, so to speak, starts to pull back a little bit, and if NVIDIA starts to pull back, because if we've talked about this before, the nature of passive investing now, it will have implications for the broader indexes. So I kind of have a feeling, and then we've got Jackson Hole, right? So I kind of have a feeling that if I had to guess right now, I'd say markets are going to be up at the beginning of the week and perhaps have rolled over by the end of the week. But regardless of which way it goes, I think next week is going to be a volatile week. Could be a volatile week to the upside, could be a volatile week to the downside, but I don't think it's just going to be a boring sideways, you know, no action market.
Well, we have addressed FOMO before, and we had a conversation that was generally focused on that, or a big part of the conversation. This a couple of days ago, or just a day or so ago, during the full weekend episode, we kind of highlighted a little bit of that, where you know, people who jumped in late to the market because of FOMO knew what they were doing and somewhat slightly regretted it. So with the NVIDIA earnings coming out on Wednesday, and the last time we saw NVIDIA jump, it was primarily on, you know, the guidance. So hence your point about, you know, making guidance a significant factor in that. And of course, you know, it just wouldn't be a market. It wouldn't be the world that we live in if all eyes weren't on central bankers. So we've got the Jackson Hole Symposium kicking off on Thursday. And I guess most importantly would be Friday's Jerome Powell speech.
Yeah. And here's the thing is, you know, were markets still at their highs and had we not had a pullback over the last couple of days, then I would expect him to come out similar to what he did last year and be like, hey, guys, perhaps you haven't heard what I'm saying, but I am convinced and I'm committed that we are going back to 2% inflation and I will do whatever I need. You know, the fact that we have had some of the pullback, you know, over the last couple of weeks and the fact of what is going on in both Japan and China, and the fact that, you know, the situation in Ukraine is still not solved and probably going to get worse before it gets better. And because we've talked about how I think that Powell is almost kind of like see the light at the end of the tunnel and is starting to think, hey, I might actually be able to pull this off without causing a horrible crisis. I would be surprised if he came out super hawkish. I'm not expecting him to come out dovish, and I don't want to give that impression. But I would be surprised if he came out as tough as he did last year. When he came out last year, he came out guns blazing. I am not expecting him to come out guns blazing again this year. But if he does, watch out.
Well, and on the exclamation on that, we also have consumer sentiment, which is a final reading for August. You know, we talked a lot this past weekend that just the macro pictures and how everything's intertwined, but we did put a big emphasis on the psychological aspect of markets, and we also put a big emphasis on how potentially wrong the Fed might have this. So it's just a conversation. We're not, you know, predicting the end of the world, but I do encourage people to go and watch that episode. It was a longer one because a lot of the things that were going on. But, you know, now we're kind of going into finally what feels like a return of volatility.
Yeah, you know, I laugh when I say this, but volatility's back up at 18. You know, it used to be the 18 was low for volatility, but 18 is 50% higher than it was a month ago. So I've always enjoyed volatile markets more than just, you know, sideways or boring markets. And, you know, like we've highlighted before, for whatever reason, the fall tends to be an exciting time for markets. And so, you know, we've got some catalysts up here. We've got volatility starting to pick back up. We've got some important central bank meetings. You know, we're heading into a very interesting time for the year.
Interesting. That's the word of the month.
There's the word again.
Or
that's right.
Maybe the word of the second half of the year. Well, if it is a volatile week, we know that you will be in good company in the mellow settings of St. Bart's and the Hugh Henry Retreat. We're all looking forward to that feedback. If you're new to this show and you kind of want to learn a little bit more, we post multiple videos a week. Everyone has its own category. You can figure that out on our YouTube channel, which has everything set up in playlists. Everything has different thumbnails, so you can spot it wherever YouTube tries to feed those videos. You can find my friend here, Brent, on Twitter at SantiagoAUFund. You can find me at John Kutzmita. Milkshakespod.com has more information, as does our YouTube channel at Milkshakespod. We appreciate you joining us for the Monday peak of the week, and we'll be back here in a couple days to make sure Brent is still alive and hasn't gone full Tom. I was going to say Tom Sawyer, but that's not right. What's the movie with Tom Hanks? That's why I had Tom Hanks.
Yeah, full Tom Hanks.
Castaway. Yeah.
Castaway.
I'm gonna check in with you, and you're gonna have a volleyball with Hugh's name on it or something.
I'm gonna be trying to swim back home to get away from it.
Yeah, we'll see. So I'm very excited for that, and hopefully the markets bring us some excitement as well. Thanks everybody for joining us.
Have a good weekend, guys.
This show is provided for entertainment and informational purposes only. It should not be relied upon as legal, business, investment, or tax advice. Neither the hosts, guests, nor any funds they may manage intends to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies.